Enclosure. Letter to Claudia Bush, February 25, 1975. 4-224. Novel plot. The twin brains' minds, the U.S. fears, is that the Soviets are using their research into psychic ESP powers for long-distance mind control, etc., like electronic boost of telepathic suggestion via satellite. Maybe even specific persons in U.S. affected, or so the U.S. counterintelligence thinks. Specific individuals reached in their dreams without knowing it, their views and even decisions influenced. This is the theory, anyhow. Something, anyhow, is happening. And then it happens to the protag, the Essene reborn inside him. The Parousia is here. That is what's happening. Yep, a super powerful mind force was indeed influencing people, causing them to do things they otherwise wouldn't. And yes, they are secretive about it, reluctant to talk, as he himself becomes, since no one would believe him. And he's to help overthrow the tyranny, which adds this to the Vallis Abinson plot of the tyranny overthrow. This superimposes the two plots, Valley System A and To Scare the Dead. Wow. Plot. From inside, he learns the Albemuth Whale's Mouth sign and how to fashion the ideograph. Note. A variation of the fish sign that Dick glimpsed during one of his visionary episodes. Whale's Mouth is also the name of the colonist planet in Dick's 1964 story and 1966 novel, The Unteleported Man, republished in an expanded form in 1984 as Lies, Inc. End note. A mysterious organization imperils him. He's taken over and subjected to psychological testing to acquire from him the contents of his mind. The psych tester of it draws the Whale's Mouth sign under duress in a trance, later finds it and doesn't remember having made it. Protag cannot figure out if these are his powers or theirs, but they work in his behalf. He keeps seeing the sign, like emblem for beer company used in their ads on billboards. He sees little kids gazing at it, or like emblem for Kentucky Fried Chicken places, where kids always go. Nobody else can discern it but him, and there must be others like him. This is the main plot element, his conviction, his search. They call it an eye with a pupil. The fried chicken designer swears this. A scientist, when asked to analyze it as a symbol, decides it's the Earth within its magnetic or electrostatic plasma, which is blue. No one but God's own know it as it is built up in layers. Men become what they are not, are transformed, but this doesn't mean into their opposite. What they become can't be predicted. I guess the best bits from each, the ideal pieces, are all retained and used to form the new pattern, plus pieces never used but needed, even if contrary to the person's ego and values as they were. Like his friend could be one who has changed, who was is a Nazi. The best parts of that, the remnants in that person, to be preserved, micro-paradigm of mankind. One of the most long-lasting and major plot ideas comes when the head of the mysterious organization commissions the building of an observatory-like place to screen incoming signals from Vallis. Work on the project begins. It orbits the Earth and will be visible to the world once the parts are joined. When they are joined, they form the Albemuth sign. Although it was impossible to discern this beforehand, he tried to be sure of that. The sum is greater than the whole of its parts, etc. But the signals are interchanged throughout and among everything, even on the mundane plane. The trash of the gutter conspire to signal people information. I think reserved for last should be the scene with the little things of the gutter talking to him, to the former or still antagonist. Amazing how like tears this is. The antagonist must not be desk man, but still, isn't he a cop? Maybe a fanatic of some kind. Maybe never an interior VP by him, like Buckman was. always outer, except final scene, when he walks in alley and trash talks to him. Nutty Soviet theory. A vast explosion in future, and we are traveling backward in time for limited period. An explosion so that what we see now as movement toward form is reverse of explosion or implosion. But we see the universe as expanding. Why? Because our perceptions are backward too. Or maybe space isn't going backward, but must expand to counterbalance time, which is running backward, etc. Anyhow, he, Dr. N.K., announces soon we will reach moment of explosion. He's calculated that by running film backward. Soon all the pieces should be in place. Living in this reverse period, we've learned to adjust subtemporal events to fit. It's total sweep that's backward, not subtemporal adjustments, which we instigate due to misperception. He carefully discerns and divides these from the sweep. These adjustments are all errors due to our basic perceptual reversal. We have introduced erroneous views and acts stemming from them. However, none of these acts have any effect. We still run away from the explosion ahead in time. Actually, are now moving. Aw, fuck. A seesaw. Anyhow, there would be a two-way time motion simultaneously. The explosion took place. Everything flew apart. We are in that flying apart, expanding universe, but see it backward. In that already part of the time flow has corrected itself and is carrying us in the correct direction. Otherwise, we would move away from the explosion forever. But we are moving. Or anyhow, there is the orthogonal flow within the flow going opposite to the direction we perceive. A Mobius strip with time running both ways at once. This can easily be represented in terms of gravity when a boomerang is thrown out. At this moment, the time flow is far greater in one of the two directions, but he has picked up the weaker other, and it is the correct one, the direction we were going in before the accident. This one is the rectifying flow, the Holy Spirit restoring. Note: linear time has a rather immediate purchase on our perception. Our finite experience of time, no moment can be simultaneous with any other moment, persuades us that moments actually follow one another. But Dick's experience of what he often describes as divine reality, eternal time in which moments overlap or superimpose themselves, was equally persuasive to him, forcing him to grapple with the possibility that what he had previously perceived as reality was in fact fiction or camouflage. In this passage, Dick floats the rather alarming and counterintuitive idea that the future could alter the present, and he does so by way of Orthodox Christian theology, which in his view takes this rather science fictional concept of time as doctrine. Crucially, Dick effects this movement to the eternal aspect of time through his perception of unity. I think it's all the same thing, one found inner, one found outer. By making all of space and time, the kingdom of heaven, one thing, Dick resolves the paradox of whether his experience is coming from within or without. A Mobius strip that provides further demonstration of the integration of inner and outer into one thing. R.D. End note. This retroflow, Dr. N.K. says, must grow stronger, will grow stronger, until it balances the wrong way one, now stronger, overcomes and reverses our direction, so we're heading back toward the original explosion which took place in the authentic future, the Big Bang. We must move back toward it finally. Anyhow, Dr. N.K. detects with his instruments a growing current of retro time. This is why it exists. This was the normal flow direction until the accident. If Dr. Kozirev is correct, and time is energy, then reverse time, which throws us forward away from the Big Bang, causes us to lose energy, which we call movement toward entropy. However, if we could gather, latch onto the other time flow, which also is energy, we, each of us, could regather the energy lost in the forward time flow toward entropy. We could get it back because it is gathering in precisely the sense that our regular time is losing heat or energy or charge. This gives us our parity, equilibrium equation for time, which it now lacks and should have, and shows why first it is absurd to say the universe gains energy, as Dr. Kozirev says. Where does it gain it from? It cannot gain or lose. Entropy is losing energy. Energy and matter are the same. It's losing matter. So, we have an eternal total double entry, same total of both time flow energies at any segment of the universe so extended. Look how we run down, wear out, age. Think what charge, what rebirth, resurrection, new life, the retrograde time flow would give us. All that we'd lost, too, and a keen vision of the past as alive, the past not qua past, but past qua future. Heading for it as surely as we normally head toward, say, the year 2100 AD. The future in retro would be 100 AD, just as surely, but gaining energy and life through retro time as one moved. The universe does not go through serial cycles, but moves backward through its own life continually. We are at a point where the thrust backward is vast in comparison to true time, that is, time toward completion of true form before the accident. The universe is in a stall, a double bind. This may be an anomaly. Once it reaches either endpoint, this may be overcome. One can see that. It doesn't repeat itself. We are now in the process of being thrust back incorrectly, away from form completion. Nonetheless, already the other direction time is somewhat strong, and its rate of ratio growth is great. Once the direction is reversed, and we're again going in the correct way, then we may take a different destiny line, alternate track, and not come to the original explosion. Avoid it. And maybe this isn't even the whole universe. Maybe we're a part of a subsystem moving in this wrong direction. We do know when the accident took place, about 6 billion years ago. But we could change directions before that. We don't go back to that. We're now moving away from it. And what you and I should look for is not going back 6 billion years and rectifying that mistake, but wrong way thrown back time slowing and regular time regaining dominance. We should watch for our cosmos moving the proper direction in time, which would be a reverse from what we are used to, in the direction of our past. It is not reaching this explosion 6 billion years ago that is important for us, but slowing our movement away from it and reversing and moving backward into our own past. Asked when this reversal to proper time direction might be anticipated, Dr. N.K. said, "By our wrong way time, fairly soon." "Then we must relive our recent past." "Yes, we will move backward into it, but perhaps at quite a different rate. We might move more rapidly than we advanced, I mean, retreated through it." "People would stop dying?" "Oh, yes. The entropic process, cooling, aging, wearing out, degeneration, all that would cease. Once we picked up time momentum, the other way, we might overcome the accidental thrust time. Think of a person blown literally from his garage when his hot water heater explodes. In an instant, he is in the next field. His rate of return to the scene is much slower. In our universe, the force of accidental thrust time is weakening. We have no way to ascertain what the correct rate would be going the other way before this accident took place. We are presently living within two opposite thrusts, working against each other like two tides. Think, though, how slowly time moves for a child, especially a baby. Time is weak now, but we might abruptly lock. This accidental wrong might suddenly stabilize. Like the Bible says, time will suddenly cease. Wrong direction time. Sounds like the same thing. It is possible, Dr. N.K. said, that under regular process conditions, there is no time as we know it, lineal time either way. We may find ourselves back in what we call our past without any interval. There may be no reverse lineal time because lineal time is solely a result of the accident, and once overcome, not backward lineal time in its place, but timelessness? I think we will see the damages overcome when it is stabilized. Either we will lock into timelessness, then begin lineal reversal, which I conceive as natural. Or we may find ourselves jumped back 2,000 years. Yes, he nodded. Plot. It turns out that the message which Albemuth is signaling Earth, the secret, is that our planet, solar system, us, we're moving backward in time, and it's about to stabilize and change. And the jolt to us will be terrific. Our leaders know this but deny it. Time is about to end, lineal time, as a factor of life. It won't reverse, as in counterclock world. But our present will dissolve, as all the accretion of at least 3,500 years will vanish, as if dreamlike. They never took place. Stability, and proper everything, will lock in at 1500 to 2500 BC. Is it possible that an explosion, that Critean civilization, took place then? All events since then are progressively less real as time runs out of charge. Jesus was the first messenger from Albemuth come here to tell that one day time would abruptly cease to prepare us. Now Earth is full of messengers. They've made many of us so, due to our radio traffic, which our energy, the new sphere, etc. And now is when it's about to lock. But to them at Albemuth, they're outside this kind of lineal time. It just is for them each year realer and realer, what we call being. But they can penetrate at the place where our new sphere exists, which is circa 1960 to 1990. Our microwave et al. Equipment receives and boosts their TP signals, radio signals. Their help was there, but is now artificially boosted for this generation. What dead men say. The Albemuth message, though, corrects Dr. NK's theory. There was no explosion, just that being time slipped into lineal time for this solar system or planet. Hence, myth of Garden of Eden, days of every race on Earth. It ended. We were cast out. The lineal time, which is the only time we recognize, is a slipped ontological coordinate of existence. Each year should reinforce and totally renew, even add layers to each of us like patina. We should age, in that sense, grow until each of us, qua, and telechy is perfected. But what about dinosaur bones and all fossils, we ask? Answer. Every artwork breaks, even though it is complete. A bone china cup doesn't age, but an accident can occur to it. This is what happened to all life. Eventually, like all artifacts, each form breaks. But the entelechy escapes the brittle crystallized form and reappears in plastic rebirth. There is also change. This isn't an unmoving static world. But the processes we know as aging, the entropy of our world, and what we see of the cosmos, contrast cosmos with universe. Everything lost should, at the end of each turn, be as renewed as at the end of the 24-hour cycle of an electric clock. Something is wrong in our world. We lose. An equilibrium is gone. And we sense it as defeat, failure, illness, age, and finally death. Something is out of balance. The two time forces aren't equal. What would we notice as this true retro time jumps in ratio? A slowing of our normal lineal time? No. The infusing into our aging world of a bright energy pouring everywhere, sparkling, vivifying the living things and the unliving. We would see a living energy, a sort of shining sap, which pours all over, sparkles, and it changes whatever it fluxes itself into like a plasma of anions. This is time, true time, plus energy time. It would roll back the accretions, which are false. That is, it would roll back the least being accretions. It would add vitality to the real and cause the false totally to disappear, as if never there. This is time beginning to reverse itself, a direction, experienced as energy to being, as disappearance of the irreal illusion. These slowings and reversings would come in spurts, not in a lineal fashion. That aspect is of wrong way time. It would be like childbirth, in surges of energy outward onto the world. At spring, the cyclic life is at its peak, so reverse time would tend to peak with it. And we'd have, for those who were influxed directly, the eerie feeling that the clock had been turned back hundreds, maybe thousands of years, depending on how much of this energy, and it is energy, infused each of them. Each would vary from the others touched, moved backward, receiving more. It has a quantity, years back, and quality, what one sees qualitatively. The U.S. intelligence psychiatric profile on Dr. N.K. shows that he was taken over by Dionysus, thus lifting him outside time and space, etc., like Nietzsche, but regards the experience as real.